Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. God bless you. And a mighty God bless you from Mr. Aaron Williams. This is DTW Ministries right here on Purpose Kingdom Network by way of Blog Talk Radio. Don't be surprised. I know you say, hey, this is not the week for DTW, but praise the Lord, with everything changing and locking down, they have us on certain schedules, and we were graced by our other hosts to be able to switch Tuesdays. That enables me to now do the broadcast on a day that I'm actually off work. So we praise God. God definitely does all things well. So we thank God for his grace and the availability of the other ministers that are on the line. Thank you so much for allowing DTWs to switch days that we'll be able to still come on the air and bring the word. So as always, let's open with a word of prayer. God, we do thank you and we bless you for your goodness, for your greatness. God, your kingdom come, your will be done in us, in earth, as it is in heaven. God, we pray, God, that you would have your way this day in this broadcast, and the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart, that they will be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. God bless you. God bless you. Peace and blessings to you. Prosperity. We know that in a time like this, a lot of people have a lot of things on their mind. But we speak the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your heart, will keep your mind through Christ Jesus. If you keep your mind on him, he promised he'll keep you in perfect peace. He didn't promise if you keep your mind on him that things would happen that wouldn't cause trouble, that things would happen that wouldn't cause calamity. But he said your mind and your heart would be kept in peace. So we thank God those things continue to happen. We still have and walking and claiming and admonishing the peace of God. Matter of fact, it says that passive all understanding. Sometimes I don't even understand things that we face, why we can still walk around with joy, why we can still walk around in love, why we can still walk around in peace. But it's not for me to try to figure it out. It's just for me to walk in it because he said, I can. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the availability of his peace in these crazy times, in these times that the pursuit of peace seems to sometimes escape us. Some are chasing peace, but we're chasing peace with things and not with his word, not with his promise. Let me tell you, there's only one way to get peace, and that's to have a relationship with the Prince of Peace, and his name is Christ Jesus. So we thank God. I told Rob, my God, I told him I had some stuff that I learned from Speed Racer. I was watching Speed Racer, you know, in this lockdown. We binge watching movies. We binge watching episodes on Netflix. We binge watching sermons on YouTube and different ministers that we like. But we've been doing a lot of things that we wouldn't normally have the time to do. I challenged the men in our men's fellowship that use this time. We used to use a lot of excuses. Oh, I'm working. Oh, I didn't have the time. Oh, I didn't have the opportunity. Oh, I couldn't get around to it. Now, what is our excuse on why we're not pursuing that which is pursuing us? So I want to ask the question. It's not even to the 5-minute mark, and I'm at the first question. What are you chasing? So as we reach the scripture, we're going to start with Philippians chapter 3. Really familiar scripture. I know I'm pretty sure that everyone has heard at some time or another about pressing toward the mark. But let me read what it says. In Philippians 3:12-14, it says this: not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, keep your finger on that, and I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're going to read verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to read verse 12. And 2 Corinthians 10, 12 says this, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves amongst themselves are not wise." God, we do thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven. We pray that you would settle in our hearts, God, that your word would plant its seed into our heart on good ground with understanding, that it may bring forth fruit to your glory, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. As I read these two scriptures, and especially in 2 Corinthians 10, comparing themselves by themselves. And the Bible tells us and instructs us that this type of thinking is not wise. But Philippians 3:14 says, "I press," because this is continuously an individual walk. Though we are considered and called the body of Christ, there is a press that should be in each and every believer. We are challenged every day. I ran track when I was in high school. Didn't run too good. Ran the 330 intermediate hurdles, ran the 120, 110 high hurdles. But there were times that we went that did not count. It was called practice. There were times we went to track and we ran like we were running, but we ran racing. We practiced for the test. We practiced for the track meet. These things that are coming in our lives are there to exercise. Let me hear you. They're here to exercise our faith. They're here to practice those things that we've been listening to, those things that we've received from preaching, those things we have received from going to church and hearing our own pastors and reading and studying on our own. Life happens that the things that we hear of God may be fortified in us, that not just be words that are on the page, but those things that come alive in our lives. Listen, if there's anyone that can tell you that what it means to hear one thing, say one thing, and do another thing, is me, is Brother Aaron. So when I talk about what the word says, and when you come to the point where you finally realize that you are accountable for what you hear, God doesn't put a good pastor, a good teacher, a good leader, a good prophet, a good apostle in your midst that you may make excuses. And this says in chapter 10 in 2 Corinthians, comparing ourselves with ourselves, because our measure is not our brother. Our measure is not our sister. Our measure is not those that we see. Our measure is what pursues us in Christ. It's the Spirit of God that stirs the child of God that allows you to see the direction and where he wants to take you. It's what he puts in you and shows you through the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, when you're praying, when you're fasting, when you're seeking God, that life of victory, that life of power, that life of deliverance. Some of us even see a life of suffering, a life of things we have to go through that we may, listen, obtain. That we may be apprehended, Paul said, that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ. Because Christ, he doesn't come, we say the Lord works in mysterious ways. Yeah, we his wonders put to perform. Yeah, that's not scriptural, but we've been saying that, I know for all my life I've been saying it. But it comes to a point, child of God, listen, it comes to a point where you have to be responsible for you. You can no longer use others as an excuse for what you don't do, because listen, Christ died for you. I know y'all. Now I'm looking to get a few called in tonight. I know I got a few brothers on the line and people that I invited to listen to the broadcast. But when we stand before God. We don't stand before God to commend or condemn each other. We stand before God for what he showed and gave us, because we are responsible for our life of victory, for our life of power, for our life of deliverance, for our life of peace, for our life of suffering. How do we respond when we're being chased by God? Who will be Christ in your generation? This is what the Lord hit me with. Who will be Christ in your generation? Who will be the one that goes through? Who will be the one that will suffer for me? Who will be the one that takes down? Who will be the one that will quit being who they are? I tell you, I had a battle with that because I loved me, a person that I saw in the mirror, until he turned into the person I thought he would never be. Then I found that it was not me, it was a struggle in me. But I couldn't make an excuse because I had the truth. I had the power. I knew God. I knew where he was taking me. I saw the deliverance. But as I found my life in Galatians being entangled again with the yoke of bondage, listen. Don't make an excuse for your shortcoming. Don't make an excuse for your lack of victory, your lack of deliverance, your lack of discipline. Yeah, that's the word. That's the word we don't like as Christians, discipline. Because this is Christianity is a discipline. It's something that you have to practice. Yeah, we ask the thief, how did he get good? Ask the car detailer, how did he become a professional? Ask the doctor, how did he get his degree? And they all will say the same thing. They had to practice. They had to study. They had to turn their plate sometimes. They had to turn away from parties sometimes. They had to leave some friends sometimes, because what they were pursuing was more important than where friends were trying to take them, than where relationships were trying to take them. So they didn't try to chase the friendship. They didn't try to chase the party. They didn't try to chase that girl. They didn't try to chase that young man. They had something that was pressing them on the inside. And I know that everyone that's under the sound of my voice, I believe that God appoints things for certain time and for certain people, that God will put this word in me, not just for me. But in Timothy, he says, give yourself wholly to the gift that was put in you, that was given to you by the laying of hands of the presbytery. That, why? That your profiting may appear unto all. That it might not only profit you, but listen, but profit those that hear you. And that hear is in the connotation or in the definition in the Greek as listen attentively, with the intent to obey. See, that's a problem with a lot of us, because a lot of us listen just with the intent to get a better angle, to connive out of why I don't do what I should do, when your intent should be to listen to gain obedience. I want to hear the word of God so that it changes me from the inside out. That the thoughts that I have are no longer my thoughts. That the desires I have are no longer about me, but about the will of God. How, God, do you want it? I named this topic for tonight, I Still Press. I did write some notes down from Speed Race. I know, listen, I'm a cartoon guy. I'm sorry. You know, I'm an anime guy. You know, I like far edge movies and Speed Race. It's a live action new Speed Race. I think it came out around 2007, 2008. And towards the end, when he was racing, and he had always been chasing his brother's ghost. His brother had the fastest lap time ever in this track that they were racing. And at this Grand Prix, at the end of the race, he was racing after he had overcome all the obstacles, after all of the racers had tried to knock him off the track, and it was only a few left stopping him or trying to stop him from getting to the finish line. He remembered a conversation that he had. And he said, you don't drive because you love to race. but you drive because you're driven. And for me, I don't know what the Lord did with me in that moment, but in that moment, I saw a whole spectrum of Christianity that we don't go to church because we're Christians. We don't dress up and read our Bible because we're Christian. We dress up because we have something that presses us on the inside. Listen, in Romans it tells us that there's none good. There's none that doeth good. There's none righteous. There's none that seeketh God. So if the word of God is true, what's in you and what's making you and what's causing you, that thing that is driving towards God is not self. You have to remember, because before you got saved, there was no inkling, there was no press, there was no recollection, there was nothing in you to have you to even think about God. But now, since the Spirit of God has quickened your spirit with His Spirit, now you have a pursuit. Now you have a chase. And listen, that pursuit, that chase is God Himself. It says that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to Himself. Now listen, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Why? That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So what I have, what is making me, what is causing me, and what is chasing me to read, to pray, to fast, to seek the face of God, to do those things which are pleasing in His sight, is not me, but it's the Spirit of God in me. But I have the privilege in this earth suit to say yes. I have the explicit privilege to say, I will, I do, yes to God. Listen, there is nothing as powerful in this earth as your will. Your will is so strong that you can tell the God of heaven, the creator of the universe, that said, will you do this? And turn and say, no, I will not. My God, I want that to sink in for a minute. You can tell God Himself no. The human will had turned into such wickedness that it managed to crucify its own God. And now we stand as men and women of God to carry the mantle, to carry our cross. But we don't want to die to ourselves. We don't want to die because we feel neglected. We don't want to die because we feel isolated. We don't want to die because we feel, I don't want to say used. For lack of a better word, we don't want to die because we feel invisible. Have you ever felt invisible? That though you have done what you should do, no one in the room sees you because you don't hold a position of power, because you don't dress the way that everyone else dresses. You don't talk the way everyone else talks. You don't walk the way everyone else walks. And it leaves you feeling invisible. But God sees you, child of God. You got to hear this. God sees you and has placed you strategically that you may represent Him. Listen, in power and in pain. We all want the glory. Listen, we all want the glory. We all pray for the house. We all pray for the car. We all pray for the money. We all pray for the blessings that we may not go through these things crazily, these things that we go through and struggle with day by day. And we all know that some of the richest people are still some of the most miserable. And yeah, I hear you. Yeah, but let me witness my misery with a few million dollars in my account. I think I'll be able to take it better. My God, I feel the Spirit of God asking this question. why do you do what you do? Why do you chase after God? Or do you chase after God? 319-527-6091. That's 319-527-6091 is the number to dial in. Press 1 if you have a question. Press 1 if you want to make a comment. That is the number to call in right here to DTW Ministries. You don't drive because you love to race. See, some of us have got lost in the race itself. The thing that I always recognized immediately when I was at the starting block was, where is the finish line? Where is my goal? Where is the destination? Where am I chasing? And I find in my Christian walk, I'm not fighting against my brother and my sister. I'm fighting against the will of my own desire, the will of my own mind, the will of my own flesh to conform unto the will of God. I'm finding and have found that the biggest chase is to chase myself out. My life. It's the biggest try, the biggest catch, the biggest goal for me was to die to self. I got the biggest apprehension was the apprehension that I had to die, to give up who I thought I was, because I thought I was somebody. We're going back to that invisibility. I didn't like the invisibility. Because I thought I had something to offer. I thought I had something that was useful, but still felt invisible. Have you felt that your gifts and your talents, no matter how good, still were never good enough? And you found yourself doing extra to try to fit in, that you found yourself overcompensating, just that people may turn a smile your way. You don't run to beat the competition. Listen, if I don't drive any point home, I want to drive. You don't run to be better than other people. You run to be better than that vision that God gave you of yourself. You run to be better than the man you see when you read the word of God. You run to chase that man that you see when you're in prayer. You're chasing after the man that God has conformed you to. Listen, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Listen, old things are. That's why I can't worry about past, because those things are past. They will take me nowhere. I have to chase what's in front of me. I have to pursue what's making me. I have to come after what's molding me, because I remember my past. I remember my nonconformity. This one thing I do, Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward toward those things which are before me. The thing that I recognize so much is that I count not myself to have apprehended. I don't try to talk above my stature. I don't try to talk above my station, but I will not talk in defeat. I will not talk. I will not backbite. It's things I will not do because they bring no victory. They bring no power. They bring no deliverance. They bring no joy. They bring no fulfillment. I count not myself to have apprehended. I continue to run because he is so much higher than I am. You feel that you've gotten to a point where you can think or feel that you arrived, and you find that there's another level. There's another division There's another dimension. There's another round. The song says every round goes higher and higher. There is something that is chasing you, child of God. And Brother Aaron just wants to point a finger and challenge you to chase back, my God. I still press because I still see my shortcomings. I still press because I still see I still need to overcome. I still press because I still see tendencies of my flesh that try to turn the tide in my life. I still press because I know I'm not perfect. I still press because I know I'm not Jesus. I still press because I'm still being chased by him. Listen, that I may know him. That's what Paul said. That I may know him. Do you really want to know God? Then how are you pursuing? How are you chasing? How are you living? How are you pressing? As we move into the things of God, we see ourselves. And now when we see ourselves, that's the time that we have to come to a place of repentance. Listen, the child of God doesn't just repent at the altar. There's repentance almost daily, if not daily, in our lives as we pursue God and see that there's things still in us. God, forgive me for the thought. Forgive me for those that cleanse me. It says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, listen, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yet, as we continue to move forward, we still see in our flesh, we still see in our thinking, we still see in our thought processes tendencies of wickedness, tendencies of iniquity, tendencies of sin. So what do you have to do? You have to continue to bring that thing to the altar. You have to continue to put yourself on the altar. You have to continue to practice holiness. You have to continue to practice righteousness. You have to continue to surrender your will to him, that you may be fully conformed. In Romans, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Listen, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. I want to read again 2 Corinthians 10:12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, listen, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. And boy, Paul was saying some people, you know, talk good about themselves because their comparison is that I'm better than you. Their comparison, this Lord said, but they measured themselves by themselves and compared themselves amongst themselves when Christ is our measure. Christ is the measure that we are and the stature that we all will be held accountable to. We will not be held and measured or accountable to each other's walk, but we'll be compared to the walk that pressed us from the inside. And if you love God, if you have been called according to his purpose, if you confessed Christ and repented of your sins, there is a press in you. I know it is, because the Spirit of God dwells in you. There is a mark in you. There is an apprehension to be chased after in you, and that be apprehended of Christ Jesus. 319-527-6091 is the number to call. But I just want to remind you, because we continue, you forget the different denominations. We can remember the story Paul said when he was in bounds, that some preached Christ of fear, some preached out of genuine love, but some preached to add or tried to add account to his bonds and being locked up, saying that, see, when you do things wrong, this is the kind of stuff that happens. But what did Paul say? I don't care what, if they preach it contention, if they preach it a fear, if they preach, I don't care about any of that. All I care about is that Christ was preached. Because Christ is the common denominator. Christ is the common denominator. And I thought I had an hour worth. I'm done just about now. So I'm going to open up the airlines. 319-527-6091. So it's not my brother, it's not my sister, they are not my competitors that I'm competing against. My fight is not external. It says in the Bible, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why we have to put on the whole armor of God. Why, Brother Aaron? That we may stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. My fight is not external, but my fight is internal. My fight is fighting against my own mind, my own will. Yeah, we understand that the enemy is there. We understand that life throws you curveballs. But my competition and my resistance of competing against my own will to say yes to God. The Bible says, pick up your cross. Every man that comes to me or comes after me wants to follow Christ. Let him first deny himself. Why is denying himself first? Why don't we pick up the cross first? Because when we pick up the life of Christ, when we pick up the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, we have to represent him correctly. And we can't do it in self. I don't care what your mama told you. I don't care what your daddy told you. You can't do it in self. 319-527-6091. That was my lesson from Speed Racer. I still press. A lesson from Speed Racer. You don't drive because you love to race. You drive because you're driven. What is pursuing you, child of God? What are you pressing for? What are you chasing after? We have definite need of the fivefold ministry. Evangelists, apostles, teachers. Maybe that's you. I'm going to give this portion over. I told you I was done already. I'm going to give this portion over back to our administrator behind the scenes. He's going to come with some announcements and some instruction. Then we'll come back with a final word and the altar call. Praise the Lord.
Real quickly, Reverend Williams, man, great show. And you have a way of just, you know, I'm just making a comment, so I'm not going to do the announcement. I want to go ahead and do the call of salvation after I'm done speaking. But, man, truly inspirational. And you always speak on, like, some of the cartoons, you know, that I liked, you know, back in the day. And you put it into ministry, which I definitely love the way you do it. And the last time I actually do something as far as cartoons, you did it right there on the spot. And so I'm just going to go back into this is not going to be a cartoon. And I'm only 30 years old, so I haven't really experienced a lot of the cartoons that you have. But one of the things that when I had came to the realization was when someone asked me a question, they would say, is there something that you just absolutely liked, but you hate right now? And that was the General Lee on the Dukes of Hazzard. And it was like I was enamored with that General Lee car and how they slid across the hood and yeehaw and all that. But when I realized what all that meant, I don't like it anymore. you know. And so I just realized, I said, you know, I had to understand that I wasn't impressed with mine when that happened. But now that I realized what that all meant and what the undertones was, I said, you know what, that's just people that just don't come to realize that, a realization that these are different days and times. And even though that was the past, and just like you see the people reenacting the Civil War, the Civil War is still, no matter how many times you reenact it, you know, you reenact the Civil War, that, you know, the North won, and we do have freedom. And, you know, and then as time goes by, I just realized, I said, you know, I said on the cross, what Jesus said on the cross, he says, Father, they do not know what they do. And so, you know, that's why I just want to pass on to you. And, you know, I know that you probably experienced, you know, the Duke of Hazzard and things of that nature. And I just wanted to see your spin on that, because I love your spin on T-Racer. So I just want to hear, you know, what you had to say about that.
About the Duke of Hazzard, the General Lee with the Confederate flag across the top. And you want to know what I think about that? Is that what you're saying? That's the good old boys. I thank God for freedom. I'll take this lane. I thank God for freedom. Some things will not change. People think what they want to think. People are going to do what they think is right. There are a lot of religious factions that use this same word, not for freedom, but for persecution, to justify slavery, to perpetuate hate. The same words. That's why I believe Christ says, the letter killeth, that makes alive. And someone would take that same scripture and say life for them, but death for me. Will take that same scripture and say, they're worthy, but I'm not. That same scripture and say that they're man, but I'm less than a man. That same scripture. And this is why it's so important for each child of God to walk as Jesus walked, and not according the mob mentality, and not according to rhetoric, and not according to culture or generational teaching, but truth. Listen, there are some things that we know inertly are right and wrong, and then there are some things that we're taught. I want to say this to some people, mainly people that look like me. Some things we propagate because we act a certain way. Some things we propagate because we are depicted and portrayed on media that way. Some things because we're just enemies of our enemy, who is the devil. Let me make that clear. Who is the devil? But as we pursue God, we'll find out that God is calling you. Yes, he promised my family. Yes, he said generations will come. Yes, he promised good things for those that are connected to me. But he called me. So I have an obligation to be who he's called me. I have an obligation to be what I promised. And that is the accountability that he's holding me accountable. Like I said at the very beginning of the broadcast, mostly all of us want good things. We all want to be successful. No one wants to be a failure. No one grows up and say, I'm going to be a heroin addict. No one grows up to say, I know what I'll be when I get older. I'm going to be homeless. I'm going to be a drug addict. I'm going to be an alcoholic. I'm going to be a molester. I'm going to be a murderer. I'm going to be, no, every aspiration is always good. But something happened that turned our mind, that turned our paths off of what we dreamt onto the path that we've, listen, chosen. When I was running, I didn't have cleats. I had a pair of franchise Nikes. There was a gentleman, his name was Ron. I can't remember his last name. Ron could run those high hurdles smooth. He always wanted one of the in lanes. And in the in lanes, the only thing that sent, like, came above the hurdle was his hips. Everything else stayed straight. And he was so smooth off this jump start, seeing him run the hurdles. But I thought the only reason he could win and beat me was because he had the in lane. So we raced. And they said, on your march, get set, go. And with all my might, I kicked off. And he did. But right at that point, because I didn't have cleats, he did. My first step brought me to my knees, and I fell. By the time I recovered, he was almost at the finish line because I didn't have the equipment that was proper for sprinting.
I'd be tripping myself out.
Listen, child of God, you have the equipment. You have the armor. You have what it takes to run this race. You have everything. The Bible tells us we have been given everything that pertains, listen, to life and godliness. Some of us may have to brush our knees because when we started running, we slipped and tripped over ourselves. We slipped and tripped because the ground was made of gravel. We slipped and tripped because we weren't properly educated. We slipped and tripped for different and various reasons. But don't let your slip the race. Don't let your slip, don't let your trip make you look at the person that's in front of you, that's running faster than you, that's running better than you. Listen, because 2 Corinthians tells me that my race is not against them. I'm pursuing that which within the inside of me, that which is apprehending me, that which is chasing me. I'm going to begin to chase after. Yeah, I might have started 50 yards behind, but my goal is not to catch anyone but Christ. My goal is not to catch the person beside me, not to run faster than the person behind me. My goal is to catch Christ, because my goal is not you, my brother. My goal is not you, my sister, but my goal is the high calling. My goal is the mark of the prize. My goal is the finish line. If that's you, you said, I've been feeling like I'm beating the air. All my efforts go but so far, and then something happens that brings me back to square one all over again. You seem that your life continues to be on a seesaw. Listen, I'm not here to tell you that seesaw will stop, but I am here to tell you that there's someone that will ride it with you. And his name, I like saying that. When I say that all the time, I hear my former pastor, Pastor Benjamin Smith. I don't care what he preached. When he would bring it to that point, he would always say this, and his name, Jesus. Jesus is the one, my God, that went out on the boat with the disciples in the midst of the storm and was asleep. In the midst of the storm, dear, won't you let him speak peace to your spirit? Won't you let him speak peace to your mind? Won't you let him speak peace into your life tonight? If that's you and you want to know this Jesus, I'm going to say a prayer and I want you to repeat after me. Say it and mean it, and God will do exactly what you ask of him. Amen. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save me from my sin. I invite you into my life as Lord of my life. I thank you for saving my soul. Amen. Let me pray for you. Our God and our Father, we do again thank you for this day that you've made. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice who have repeated that prayer, God, either for the first time or, God, just to rededicate their heart, their mind, their commitment to you. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would stand up in them, Holy Spirit, that you would quicken them, that they may hunger and thirst after your righteousness, that they may, God, walk in accordance to the desire that you have of them, that they, God, may be apprehended of that which has apprehended them in Christ Jesus. God, I pray for their families, pray for their spouses, pray for their children. God, I pray for them, God, and everyone that's attached to them, that you would not only bless them, God, but that you would also make them a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to bring on our online pastor. She's going to come with some information and a few announcements, and we'll come back with final remarks and the benediction. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I just bless God for the word that went forth this evening. I needed to hear that, to just keep pressing. Hallelujah, God. I just thank God and bless God for Reverend Aaron Williams and DTW Ministry. And we encourage each and everyone out there to please join in with us tomorrow evening. Again, please join in with us tomorrow evening for the dwelling place. Amen. I believe I said that right. The dwelling place with our host, Sister Dominique Cutson. Same ministry, new name, in-depth teaching by a young anointed woman of God. Right here at 9 p.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to talk with you, and to pray with you and to pray for you. Also, you can join us on anchorfm.com via any of our social media sites for a morning walk in God's Word. We are currently walking through the book of Isaiah, where we read one chapter each day and then have a word of prayer. And I tell you, I did not understand why God led me to Isaiah when he first led me there. But as I read Isaiah and look at what is going on all around us, Isaiah makes perfectly good sense. For a time. Again, we bless and praise and thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you once again, Reverend Aaron, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. We're excited. Listen, we're excited about what God is doing in the earth, in our lives, in our communities. We see this pandemic. Listen, I want y'all to get ready. You say, get ready for what? Jesus is soon to come. Jesus is soon to come. You know, and he's looking for a church. He's looking for a body of believers. He's looking for those that are pressing to perfect themselves. It says that every man that has this hope in him, listen, purifies himself that we may keep ourselves unspotted. They're talking about vaccine. They're talking about RF chips. They're talking about one world government. They're saying that this is the new norm, and they want you to get used to that term because the new norm is the prerequisite to new world order. If you haven't heard it already, you heard it first here, TW Ministries. To move the world into one world government. We all know it's coming. We just didn't know it was this close. We didn't know that it was even at the door. So I want to caution you to get ready. Get yourselves ready. Get your lives ready. Get your house in order. If you haven't been planning and preparing to meet the Savior, listen, he's preparing to meet you. For he says, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. For the way I go, and the way I go, where I go, and the way I go, you know. Thomas said, what? We don't know where you're going, God. And how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way. My God, that's some good stuff right there by itself. I am the truth. I am the life. Mm-mm-mm. We find our truth in him. We find our way in him. We find our life in him. For in him, my God, do we live. In him do we move. And in him do we have our being. I want to encourage you, child of God, keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep on believing. Hallelujah. I hear the whining song, for we may never know all of the people we have reached. We may never know all of the lives that we have touched. But we know he knows, and there's a record he does keep. And listen, in the end, hallelujah, when it finally begins, we will receive a great reward for what we've done. I want to encourage you to find a Bible believer, Bible preaching, church home. Hallelujah. Maybe you're in the Philadelphia area and you have not a church home. I want to invite you to the Deliverance Evangelistic Church at 2001 West Lehigh Avenue. That's right at 21st and Lehigh, right across the street from Dobbins High School in North Philadelphia, under the leadership of our pastor, Pastor Glenn Spalding. We thank God for an edifice and a place where we can go, where we can freely worship. If you find you don't live in the Philadelphia area, but you find yourself in this area on a Sunday, we invite you to come to our worship service. Maybe it's on a Wednesday. Listen, we have prayer all day Wednesday, 7 a.m., 1 p.m., and again at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. So if you want to come and just have a place of prayer, you're looking for a Bible Institute, you're learning to grow in the Word, we have a Bible Institute, and we have registration coming up. So if you're looking to enhance your Christian walk, at the Deliverance Evangelistic Church, we have over 70 auxiliaries, of which you could definitely find your place in the body of Christ. You know, and me being a minister, and I'm not a musician, but a singer, we do have a CD project still out called Ring Your Heart. We're about to come out with a new single, hopefully, once I can get back with the musicians and get with those that will be helping with this new project that's coming out. But, you know, go ahead and go on iTunes and Google Play, CD Baby. That's Reverend Aaron Williams, you know, Rend Your Heart. That's R-E-N-D, Rend Your Heart, taken out of Lamentations, the second chapter. It's a full CD, 10 songs, all original. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. Go ahead and be a blessing to me. You know, you're locked down, you can't get out. Maybe you are essential personnel and you want something to just listen to and meditate while you're driving and traveling to and from work. We're going to definitely get that into your hand. So, again, that's on Google Play, iTunes, and CD Baby. So other than that, I'm excited about what God is doing, and I want you to be excited too. Listen, because before the foundation, I'm going back in. I got to back up out of here because I can go back in with this. But from the, listen, God is eternal. He has no beginning and no end. God is eternal. Before the foundation of the world, you were in the mind of God. My God, you and I were in the mind of God because God knew from the beginning. And since he had no beginning and he's omniscient, he knew you and I ever since he ever existed. He knew you and I would be here listening to this word. We were living this life. He knew you and I in eternity. I'll give you until the 28th to get that. Well, maybe we'll come in Genesis and talk about eternity, you know, if the Lord wills. Our next broadcast will be on April the 28th. Again, that'll be 9 p.m. DTW Ministries. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, even tell your enemies. 319-527-6091 is the number to call. Those that may be able to go online, you can't call, but you can go online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network, and look for my picture and DTW Ministries for the broadcast archives. I want to challenge you. You want to binge watch? We're on lockdown right now, and we're finding ourselves watching all kind of movies, and all kinds of things are going into our eye gates, going into our ear gates. I want to challenge you to allow the Word of God to go into your eye gate, go into your ear gate, you know, go into your spirit, that you would binge watch DTW Ministries, just binge watching episode after episode. You want to listen to something all day, listen to the Word of God. So that's my third challenge for you, to listen to DTW Ministries, binge watch on that. Maybe pick out a day of the week where you just binge watch DTW Ministries or any of the ministries on Purpose Kingdom Network. They have definitely able ministers that are on here, and Purpose Kingdom is on the air every evening. So look out for the advertisements on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and different social media accounts. But let's close in prayer. God, I do thank you and I bless you for each and every person on the line. God, I thank you that the words that are going out of my mouth, that it had fallen on good ground because it was received with understanding. God, I pray that it will bring forth fruit to your glory in the name of Jesus. Cause us to desire the sincere milk of the word, God, that we may grow thereby. God, and give us meat, God, that we may digest your word in our spirit. Bless us now. Make us a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great evening.
I forgot you. Now I'm crying, Lord, that you'd return.